The Amritsar.
The former general's candidacy has been expected for months, so U.S. officials say they're focusing now on the freedom of Egypt's electoral process. Deputy State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf.
It's up to the people of Egypt to determine their future. And we have also repeatedly said that as the people of Egypt go to the polls to do that, it must be in a climate that's free from intimidation, where people feel they can vote for and support whatever party and whatever candidate they want to. And we have raised concerns with the interim Egyptian government about the ability for citizens to freely express their opinions.
Especially as most of the recent U.S. human rights concerns followed El-Sisi's toppling of Egypt's first democratically elected government, leaving Washington in what former U.S. Ambassador Adam Airlie calls an awkward position.
I mean, the good side, they're running things. The bad side is they're repressing a lot of dissent. And not necessarily disloyal dissent, but any dissent. That bothers President Obama and his administration. It really does.
Concerns not shared by Washington's Arabian allies, who opposed the Muslim Brotherhood ousted in El-Sisi's coup.
Saudi Arabia and the UAE, quite frankly, I think you're going to have to agree to disagree on Egypt. Saudi Arabia and the UAE are backing Sisi and his... and the current government in Egypt to the hilt, because they see the alternative as chaos.
But it's Egyptian security forces that are most likely to spread chaos in an uncertain political environment, says American University professor Hillary Mann Leverett.
It is the torturing, the imprisoning, the complete suppression. We may even see the public execution of Muslim Brotherhood leaders. That is something that will just radicalize the Muslim Brotherhood in a way that happened in previous presidencies in Egypt under Nasser and Sadat, where you also had the precursors of Al-Qaeda.
Threats that she says cannot be resolved by joining Saudi backing for General Sisi.
The idea that we can work with Saudi Arabia in Egypt to suppress popular views, popular dissent, is a recipe for disaster.
Deepening Washington's divide with Riyadh is the war in Syria, where Saudi Arabia wants the United States to take a more active role backing rebels fighting the government in Damascus. U.S. Institute of Peace analyst Steve Heidemann says that's affecting how Saudi Arabia approaches elections in Egypt.
I think it increases the risks of Saudi Arabia taking a somewhat different position on what's happening in Egypt than the U.S. would like to see. So there are a variety of spillover effects that follow.
Following his meetings here in Italy, President Obama travels to Saudi Arabia, where he and Secretary of State John Kerry are meeting with King Abdullah. Items of concern include democracy in Egypt, war in Syria, efforts to contain Iran's nuclear program, and Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Rome.